Penetrate through those places where we resist you, that you would shine your light on those dark places that we keep hidden from you, that you would just penetrate the depths of our soul, Lord, and those places that we're not willing yet to give up. Shine light, bring the presence only you can, Lord, into those places where we've kept you away. Help us to break through, God, and to let go of the things we're holding on to They seem comfortable, Lord, but they get in the way of us drawing closer to you. As we come before you tonight, Father, help us, enable us to receive your love. Oh, you so desire to shower it down on us. Forgive me, Lord, for those many times where I have done for you and lifted up worship to you, but not allowed you to minister to me. And Jesus, you said I'm worthy. I'm your daughter. I'm your child. Allow us, Father, in our weakness, penetrate through that, Lord. Minister to us and help us to receive what you so desire to do in the depths of us tonight. Oh, we love you and desire you. Help us to want you more.
Psalms 91 says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you'll find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent." This is a psalm that I depended on, believed in, rested in when my daughter was in Africa, when she was a missionary and she came into some times that was threatening her life. She wouldn't even tell me what they were because she was so afraid that they were just frightening me and I couldn't deal with it. And day after day after day, I said, "No harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your way. And they will lift you up in their hands so you'll not strike your foot against a stone." I depended upon that she would tread upon the lion and the cobra and trample the great lion and the serpent, because I knew the Lord said she would, and she did. Number 14 says, "Because He loves me, said the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He would call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life will I satisfy him and show my salvation." Lord, I just thank you that these words are promises to us. God, that we don't have to fear what tries to come at night. We don't have to worry about what we see coming at us during the day. We don't have to worry about the cobra and the lamb, because you are the lion and the lamb, and you're a mighty, mighty God. I thank you for these psalms that I know I can trust in, Lord. I just trust you and I thank you.
We need Thank you.
The Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars in pieces. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, all cry, glory, glory. Lord, we say glory. The Lord sits enthroned above the flood. The Lord is enthroned as King forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace.
Jesus.